Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Martin Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, The Strength of a People. Present beyond, unity, community, and the soul of St. Martin. Through the winds of conquest, the chains of slavery, the fires of rebellion, the waves of hurricanes, and the tides of globalization, St. Martin has stood unshaken. More than just an island of breathtaking beaches and bustling tourism, it is a land of people, resilient, proud, and deeply rooted in their identity. But as St. Martin moves into the future, one truth becomes increasingly clear. Politics, economy, and development alone do not define a nation. It is the spirit of its people, their unity, their culture, their traditions, their collective resilience, that gives the island its soul. Through every hardship, it has not been governments or policies that have saved St. Martin. It has been its people, its communities, its families, its leaders, its artists, and its elders who have carried the island forward. And in an era of uncertainty, global challenges, and change, the strength of St. Martin's people will be the foundation upon which its future is built. A history of unity in the face of division. St. Martin's history is one of divisions. Colonial rule, economic disparity, racial injustice, and political separation between the French and Dutch sides. But through every division, there has always been something stronger, unity. During slavery, communities built secret networks to preserve African traditions, language, and spirituality. During European rule, St. Martiners found ways to resist, whether through rebellion or quiet defiance. During economic hardship, neighbors helped neighbors, families supported one another, and local businesses thrived through cooperation. During hurricanes, when the island was devastated, it was the people, not foreign governments, that rebuilt their homes, fed each other, and ensured that no one was left behind. While St. Martin remains politically divided between France and the Netherlands, the real island, the island of its people, has always been one. In the streets of Philipsburg and Marigot, in the local markets, in the music, in the food, in the festivals, in the shared struggles and victories, there is no French side or Dutch side. There is only St. Martin. The role of community in shaping the future. As St. Martin looks ahead, the power of community will be its greatest asset. The challenges of economic inequality, climate change, globalization, and political uncertainty are too great for any one person, one government, or one policy to solve alone. But as a united people, St. Martiners can shape their own destiny. Community-based economic empowerment. Encouraging local entrepreneurship, supporting family-owned businesses, and ensuring that the wealth of tourism benefits the people, not just foreign investors. Youth engagement and education. Preparing the next generation to lead by providing better access to education, vocational training, and cultural preservation programs. Environmental responsibility and sustainability. Creating locally led conservation efforts that involve fishermen, farmers, business owners, and activists working together to protect the island's land and sea. Disaster preparedness and resilience. Strengthening community disaster response networks, ensuring that every neighborhood is equipped to handle future hurricanes, economic crises, and climate challenges. A government may pass laws, a company may build hotels, and a storm may destroy buildings. But it is the people who create a nation. The cultural fabric of St. Martin. What must be preserved? No matter how modern St. Martin becomes, there are things that must never be lost, because they are what make the island unique, what make it home. Language. The rich mix of English, French, Dutch, Creole, Spanish, and Papiamento must continue to be celebrated and passed down to future generations. Music and dance. From calypso to zouk, reggae to soca, St. Martin's sound is its heartbeat, and it must remain alive through community celebrations, street festivals, and artistic education. Cuisine. The island's Creole, African, European, and Caribbean influences make its food unique, and preserving traditional recipes and food markets is essential to maintaining its cultural heritage. Oral history and storytelling. The stories of elders, ancestors, and community leaders must continue to be told, ensuring that younger generations understand where they come from. No nation can exist without its culture. No economy, no government, no policy can replace the importance of identity. If St. Martin is to have a strong future, its people must hold on to the traditions, customs, and values that make the island more than just a place. It must remain a home. The power of the St. Martin spirit. There is something unique about St. Martiners, a strength, a warmth, a determination that has carried them through slavery, colonialism, economic hardship, hurricanes, and political uncertainty. It is the spirit of survival. It is the will to rebuild, no matter how many times the island is knocked down. It is the strength to rise, no matter how many times history tries to erase them. This spirit is seen in the resilience of a fisherman rebuilding his boat after a storm. The laughter of a grandmother teaching her grandchildren Creole words. The fire in the voice of a young entrepreneur fighting to keep his business local. The pride in the eyes of a musician performing at a festival, singing the songs of his ancestors. The love in the heart of a teacher who refuses to let her students forget their island's history. This is the Real St. Martin, not the one in travel brochures, not the one in colonial maps, but the one that lives in the hearts of its people. A message to the future. St. Martin has fought, survived, adapted, and thrived for centuries. But what happens next is not written in history books or dictated by foreign governments. What happens next is up to the people of St. Martin. Will they fight for a future where wealth benefits everyone, not just corporations? Will they preserve their culture, their language, and their traditions in an ever-modernizing world? Will they protect their land from environmental destruction and ensure that future generations can live here? Will they continue to rise, no matter how many times the world tries to knock them down? If history has proven anything, the answer is clear. St. Martin will always rise. Because the true power of this island has never been in its land, its economy, or its politics. It has always been in its people. And as long as the people of St. Martin stand together, protecting their home, their culture, and each other, then no storm, no empire, and no force in history can ever take it away from them. Chapter 14, The Road Ahead. Present Beyond, Navigating the Challenges and Opportunities of a New Era. As St. Martin stands at the threshold of the future, the island carries with it a past defined by resilience, reinvention, and survival. It has been shaped by colonial rule, the scars of slavery, the struggles for autonomy, economic shifts, and natural disasters. But it has always found a way forward. Now, in an era of rapid technological advancement, climate uncertainty, and shifting global economies, St. Martin must once again define its future. Will it become a model of sustainability, economic innovation, and cultural preservation? Or will it struggle against overdevelopment, foreign exploitation, and environmental collapse? The decisions made today will determine whether the island's next chapter is one of prosperity and empowerment or struggle and uncertainty. The road ahead is both challenging and full of opportunity. But one thing remains certain. St. Martin will not be a passive observer in its own destiny. Rethinking the economy beyond tourism. For decades, tourism has been the lifeblood of St. Martin's economy. It has brought jobs, investment, and international recognition. But it has also made the island dependent on an industry that is fragile, easily disrupted by hurricanes, pandemics, and economic downturns. To secure its future, St. Martin must diversify its economy, creating new opportunities that do not rely solely on visitors from abroad. Potential pathways include technology and digital innovation. Investing in tech startups, remote work opportunities, and digital entrepreneurship could create jobs and allow St. Martiners to compete in the global economy. With strong internet infrastructure, the island could attract remote workers and become a Caribbean hub for freelancers and digital businesses. Renewable energy and sustainability. Moving away from expensive imported fossil fuels towards solar, wind, and ocean energy could create a self-sufficient energy sector while protecting the environment. Becoming a leader in ecotourism and green business initiatives could attract conscious travelers who seek sustainability over mass tourism. Agriculture and local food production. Rebuilding agriculture and local farming could reduce dependency on imported food, which is both costly and environmentally damaging. Encouraging community-supported agriculture, CSA, and organic farming could create local jobs and food security. Cultural and creative industries. Investing in music, film, literature, and fashion could turn St. Martin into a hub for Caribbean creativity. Developing historical and cultural tourism could bring visitors who want to experience more than just beaches and casinos. A strong economy is one that is diverse and resilient. And for St. Martin to thrive in the modern world, it must ensure that wealth and opportunity are available to all its people, not just large foreign corporations. Strengthening local governance, a new political vision. St. Martin's political future remains uncertain. Though it has gained greater autonomy in recent decades, it still operates within the frameworks of France and the Netherlands. But is this the best path forward? Calls for full independence continue to grow, as many St. Martiners believe that only through self-rule can the island truly control its resources, economy, and governance. Others worry that independence could bring economic instability, loss of subsidies, and increased financial struggles, especially in the aftermath of hurricanes and global recessions. A middle ground approach could involve renegotiating relationships with France and the Netherlands, ensuring that St. Martiners have more control over local decisions while still benefiting from strategic alliances. Regardless of the path chosen, one thing is clear. The future of St. Martin must be decided by its own people, not by foreign governments thousands of miles away. Protecting the environment, the battle for survival. Few threats are as urgent as climate change. St. Martin is already feeling the effects. Rising sea levels threaten coastal towns and infrastructure. Stronger hurricanes devastate communities more frequently than ever before. Coral reefs, mangroves, and natural habitats are disappearing, endangering marine life and tourism. Without decisive action, the very land that St. Martiners call home could one day become uninhabitable. Key environmental priorities must include climate-resilient infrastructure, strengthening buildings, roads, and water systems to withstand future storms. Sustainable tourism, ensuring that the industry does not destroy natural resources, but instead helps to preserve them. Waste management and renewable energy, reducing plastic pollution, investing in recycling programs, and transitioning to green energy sources. Community-led conservation efforts, encouraging locals to take the lead in protecting the environment through education, activism, and innovation. The choice is simple. Either St. Martin adapts and protects its land, or it risks losing everything. Cultural identity in the age of globalization. As the world becomes more connected, St. Martin must fight to preserve its unique identity. Can its rich Creole, African, and Caribbean heritage survive in a world dominated by Western media and culture? Will local languages and traditions remain strong, or will they fade under the influence of global commerce and tourism? Can modernization be balanced with cultural preservation? The solution lies in education, community engagement, and artistic expression. Promoting local languages and history in schools. Supporting traditional music, dance, and storytelling. Creating platforms for young artists, writers, and filmmakers to share St. Martin's story with the world. A nation that loses its culture loses its soul. And for St. Martin, the next generation must be the guardians of its past, its present, and its future. Preparing the next generation, youth and leadership. The future of St. Martin will not be built by politicians or foreign investors. It will be built by its youth, the next generation of leaders, thinkers, artists, entrepreneurs, and activists. But are they being given the tools they need to succeed? Are there enough educational opportunities on the island? Or are young people forced to leave to build their future elsewhere? Are they being trained in entrepreneurship, leadership, and civic responsibility? Do they see a future for themselves in St. Martin, or do they feel disconnected from their own home? If the island is to thrive, investment in education, mentorship, and leadership programs is essential. The greatest resource St. Martin has is its people. And if the youth are empowered, educated, and engaged, they will shape a future that is brighter than ever before. Conclusion: the legacy of St. Martin. St. Martin is at a turning point. The decisions made today will determine whether the island becomes a self-sustaining, empowered nation, or one that struggles under the weight of external control and environmental collapse. But history has proven one thing. St. Martin is more than just an island. It is a people. It is a story of resilience, of survival, of reinvention. And as long as its people continue to rise, continue to fight for their land, their culture, and their future, then St. Martin will endure. The road ahead belongs to St. Martin. The world may change. Storms may come. Economies may shift. But the soul of this island, its people, its culture, its will to thrive, will never be broken. The road ahead is long. The challenges are great. But so is the spirit of St. Martin. And that spirit will carry this island forward, no matter what the future holds. Chapter 15, St. Martin, A Legacy Unwritten. Beyond the present, a story still being told. St. Martin is more than a place. It is more than an island divided by colonial borders, more than a postcard-perfect destination for tourists, more than a dot on the map of the Caribbean. It is a legacy, a story woven through centuries of struggle, resilience, and reinvention. A place where history has not been forgotten, where culture has not been erased, and where the strength of its people has outlasted every empire, every hurricane, and every challenge that sought to break them. But legacies are not just about the past. Legacies are built in the present and shaped for the future. And as St. Martin stands on the threshold of a new era, one truth remains clear. The story of this island is far from over. A nation in transition, the search for identity. For centuries, others have written the history of St. Martin. European colonizers, plantation owners, foreign investors, and global corporations. But today, the people of St. Martin are reclaiming their narrative. What does it mean to be St. Martiner in the 21st century? What traditions, languages, and values must be preserved as the island modernizes? How can the past and present merge to create a future that is truly St. Martin's own? This search for identity is not just political or economic. It is personal. It is about ensuring that every child born in St. Martin grows up knowing their history, their culture, and their worth. It is about making sure that St. Martin's people are never second-class citizens in their own land, that their voices are heard, their businesses are supported, and their future is controlled by them, not by outsiders. The next chapter of this island's history must be written by its people. The power of the people, guardians of the island. If there is one thing that defines St. Martin, it is the unbreakable will of its people. Governments change. Economies shift. Hurricanes destroy. But the people endure. They endured slavery and fought for their freedom. They endured colonial rule and built a culture that could not be erased. They endured hurricanes and rebuilt their homes, their businesses, and their futures with their own hands. And now, as they face a world of new challenges, rising seas, economic struggles, and the pressures of globalization, they will endure again. The power of St. Martin does not lie in its laws or its leaders. It lies in its people, in their spirit, their unity, their determination. As long as the people of St. Martin stand together, there is no challenge too great, no storm too strong, no obstacle too high. Writing the future, the role of the next generation. Every great story has a turning point. St. Martin stands at one now. The next generation of St. Martiners, the children growing up today, the students learning their history, the entrepreneurs building their dreams, will determine what this island becomes. Will they fight to preserve their land, their culture, and their sovereignty? Will they embrace change while honoring their past? Will they demand a future where every St. Martiner has the opportunity to thrive? It will not be easy. But if the past has proven anything, it is that St. Martin is a land of survivors, of visionaries, of warriors. And the future will belong to those brave enough to claim it. The last word, a story still being told. The history of St. Martin is not written in stone. It is written in the hearts and hands of its people. It is written in the resilience of those who refuse to be forgotten. It is written in the voices of the youth who will shape what comes next. This is not the end of St. Martin's story. It is only the beginning of its next chapter. The world may watch. The empires may try to control. The storms may come. But St. Martin will stand. St. Martin will rise. And St. Martin will write its own destiny. Chapter 16. The Soul of St. Martin. Beyond borders, beyond time, a people, a culture, a home. St. Martin is more than just a small island in the Caribbean. It is a heartbeat, a rhythm, a legacy, woven together through centuries of resilience, survival, and triumph. It has endured the cruelty of conquest, the brutality of slavery, the weight of colonial rule, the destruction of hurricanes, and the uncertainty of economic shifts. Yet through it all, it has never lost its soul. That soul is not in the land alone, nor in the sea that surrounds it. It is in the people, in their stories, their traditions, their music, their laughter, their struggles, their victories. It is in the very essence of what it means to be St. Martiner, to belong to a land that is more than geography, more than history, more than an identity on a passport. The soul of St. Martin is eternal, passed down through generations, preserved in the hearts of its people, and carried forward into a future that only they can define. The people, strength in diversity, unity in spirit. From the moment the first indigenous settlers arrived on St. Martin's shores, the island has been a meeting place of cultures, traditions, and histories. The Arawaks and Caribs built the first communities, shaping the land and forging deep connections with nature. The African ancestors, torn from their homelands, brought with them strength, resistance, and the cultural heartbeat that still defines the island today. The European settlers, despite their oppression, inadvertently contributed to a society that would later reclaim itself from colonial chains. The waves of immigrants, East Indians, Middle Eastern merchants, and Chinese traders, added new layers to St. Martin's evolving identity. But despite their different origins, the people of St. Martin became one, bound by a shared history, a shared struggle, and a shared dream of self-determination. Today, in an era where the world is more connected than ever, the question is not just about where the people of St. Martin have come from, but where they are going. How will this unity evolve in the face of globalization, modernization, and shifting demographics? Can St. Martin remain one people while embracing the inevitable changes that come with time? The answer lies in the heart of its communities, in the connections forged between neighbors, in the traditions kept alive in family homes, in the spirit that refuses to be diluted by outside forces. The land, a home worth protecting. For generations, St. Martiners have called this island home. But home is not just a place, it is a responsibility. The land and sea have sustained the people, providing food, shelter, and identity. But modernization, climate change, and overdevelopment threaten the very existence of this paradise. The forests that once covered the hills have been reduced to make way for urban expansion. The coral reefs that protected the shores are disappearing due to pollution and rising sea temperatures. The beaches that define St. Martin's beauty are eroding, retreating into the sea as the climate shifts. If the island is to survive, it must not only be protected, it must be cherished. Will future generations take the responsibility to safeguard the land, to balance growth with preservation, to ensure that St. Martin remains a home for all who come after them? Or will it become just another victim of the world's greed, its natural beauty sacrificed for short-term profit? The soul of St. Martin is rooted in its land. And to protect that soul, its people must become its fiercest guardians. The culture, holding on to the heartbeat of St. Martin. A nation is more than its economy, more than its governance, more than its geography. A nation is its culture, the heartbeat that keeps it alive. And St. Martin's culture is rich beyond measure. It is in the rhythms of its music, from the pulsating beats of soca and calypso to the soulful sounds of reggae and zouk. It is in the flavors of its cuisine, where Creole spices blend with Dutch, French, and African influences to create something entirely unique. It is in the words spoken, the mix of English, French, Dutch, Creole, Spanish, and Papiamento, a living testament to the island's history of migration and resilience. It is in the festivals and celebrations, where history is remembered, where ancestors are honored, where the spirit of St. Martin shines brightest. But in a world that is increasingly dominated by Western media, corporate interests, and globalized entertainment, the question arises. Can St. Martin preserve its culture in the face of outside influence? Will traditional music be drowned out by international pop hits? Will local languages fade in favor of English and French dominance? Will festivals and customs be commercialized, losing their deeper meaning? The answer, once again, lies with the people. A culture does not survive because governments protect it. A culture survives because its people refuse to let it die. The legacy of St. Martin, a story that will never end. The world is changing. Empires rise and fall. Nations gain independence or lose themselves to outside control. Economies boom and collapse. The tides shift, the hurricanes come. The future remains uncertain. But one thing will never change: the soul of St. Martin. It is carried in the hands of the fishermen who cast their nets at dawn, just as their ancestors did centuries ago. It is carried in the voices of storytellers who pass down the history of the island, ensuring that no child grows up without knowing where they come from. It is carried in the laughter of families gathered around a table, sharing a meal made from recipes that have survived generations. It is carried in the resilience of every person who calls this island home, who, no matter the struggles they face, continue to fight, continue to rise, continue to believe in the future of St. Martin. The story of St. Martin has no ending. As long as its people stand strong, as long as its culture is preserved, as long as its land is protected, St. Martin will live on. Final words, a call to the future. To the people of St. Martin, the future is in your hands. Protect your island. Preserve your culture. Empower your youth. Define your own destiny. And most of all, never forget who you are. You are the heart of this island. You are its past, its present, and its future. You are St. Martin. And as long as you hold on to that truth, this island will never be lost. Its legacy will never fade. And its soul will shine forever.